Update with Norm MacDonald.
Norm MacDonald died this week at 61 after a long battle with cancer. The Canadian comedian spent decades behind the mic, a skilled deadpan, and at times controversial performer perhaps most remembered for his roles on Saturday Night Live as Burt Reynolds and the host of Weekend Update. MacDonald brought fake news to viewers long before the term took on its current meaning. But after he left the show mid-season in 1998, his popularity waxed and waned, something he was acutely aware of. In 2016, MacDonald released a fictional memoir called Based on a True Story with the hope that it would revive his career. Our colleagues at the WBUR podcast team and the Washington Post caught up with him back then for the podcast Edge of Fame. We wanted to bring you an excerpt from that interview, taped just before the comedian was scheduled to appear on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Reporter Jeff Edgers has the story.
From Studio 6B in Rockefeller Center in the heart of New York City, it's The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon.
Hey, 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 hey!
I called up Norm a couple of days before his appearance because I wanted to interview him a little bit on the phone before he went on. Instead, he says, hey, why don't you just come? So I did. I got on the train and headed to New York. Met Norm for lunch and had my recorder with me.
So this is the floor, huh?
This is the sixth floor.
Yeah? Tonight Show.
Where Johnny Carson started.
When we arrived at Rockefeller Center, we headed straight into Steve Higgins' office. Higgins has been a writer for Saturday Night Live for years. He's also Jimmy Fallon's sidekick. And hearing Higgins, you know you could tell that he's glad to see Norm's out of the house.
Well.
Look who it is.
This guy here.
Come back from the dead.
Don't we know this room?
Hi,
Steve.
How are you?
So I get in there and it's kind of amazing. For now, I'm standing there with the recorder over my chest when Jimmy Fallon walks in.
How great, by the way, is your book? Based on a true story.
Oh, it's great.
When he approaches Norm, it feels more like he's just a big fan, like a young kid on Saturday Night Live looking up to one of his idols.
Do you remember the first time I actually met you? Because I met you like through Sandler or something. I'm the biggest fan. But you were at Bel Air Hotel, maybe having breakfast with Bob Newhart.
Oh, yeah.
And you were sitting with Bob Newhart, and I went over to your table. I go, oh, my God, sorry to interrupt, but Norm MacDonald, you're like one of my idols. You're my favorite comedians. You're the best.
Yeah, so Bob Newhart.
Yeah, you go, hey, what is that? It's Bob Newhart. I was like, oh, yeah, no, you're great. Of course, you're great, too, Bob Newhart. But
damn, I never thought
thanks for
that.
The bit tonight. That's going to be
oh,
great.
It'll be fun, right?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun.
Because he's doing this whole thing where he's going to bring
his health records.
Yeah. It's such a good bit.
It's going to be great.
And I don't know the joke, so I'm just going to read it off the paper.
Oh, okay, cool.
You know, you're more overdue. You're more than always welcome on the show. We love you, man.
Thank you
and Fred
so much
Stoller.
So much
thanks
for
having me.
It's very nice meeting you.
Oh, my God.
I'm so excited.
Before I tell you what happens next, there's something you should know about Norm. Sometimes he has problems with basic sorts of tasks. Like you go to buzz in at his door at his condo and it's sort of like a comedy of errors. Keeps pressing the button at the wrong time or doesn't know exactly what number for you to call. His mom, who still lives in Canada, would tell me that when he was on SNL, you know, making a lot of money, she would call up his apartment and sometimes wouldn't be able to get through because the phone had been disconnected. Norm just forgot to pay the bill. And in this case, Norm maybe needs someone to hold his jokes. Because when he gets to The Tonight Show, he can't find him. The sheet of paper is missing.
Where
am I?
You're allowed to
where'd
use
you put it?
It?
I just don't want you to lose it.
I can just use a dialogue.
I don't know. I just had it.
You just have it.
Norm. How'd I lose it? It's in the book, I bet.
But what I've learned with Norm is not to worry. Just let it be. Be the ball, right? And so he goes on The Tonight Show without his jokes. And somehow, they emerge. I don't know if it's spontaneity or that he just remembers them, but he makes it work.
I saw, you know, Mr. Trump was here and he was on Dr. Oz and he released his medical records. So I decided, as, you know, entertainer-in-chief... I decided that I would release my, I think the American people.
Oh, my goodness.
Deserve to
absolutely,
know.
Absolutely, yes. Now, you don't have to do this, Norm.
I know, but I feel that it's my duty. Now, I will say I'm a little nervous because I have not looked at this. My doctor gave it to me directly before the show.
And it's a sealed envelope.
Yes. I can attest that Mr. McDonald's blood pressure is an astonishingly excellent 120 over 80.
Hey, fantastic. That's great. That's good.
Mr. McDonald has the physical endurance of 10 men half his age.
Whoa, my goodness. This is unbelievable.
Mr. McDonald's spleen is, I want to say, good.
Your spleen is, okay.
It was successful. Good. Everything went well. But now Norm is trying to hustle to the airport when he realizes he's misplaced his wallet. Several people are crouched on the sidewalk looking for it. His producing partner, Lori Jo Hoekstra, his comedian friend, Fred Stoller, and finally, success. Lori Jo finds Norm's wallet.
Everything's okay now, right?
All good. Good to go.
I'll see you next week, okay?
See you next week, pal.
Good job.
The life Norm leads these days is pretty unglamorous, at least by Hollywood standards. He lives in a condo near the Los Angeles airport. He's divorced. He spends a lot of time alone. He watches sports and news and tweets and he writes. I watched him work on his fake memoir, comic novel, whatever you want to call it, for months. And when it finally came out last year, he invited me to interview him on the stage in Washington, D.C. at the cultural center called Sixth and I. And when I showed up, the place was packed.
This chapter you're going to read to us, it's called a Tiny White Coffin, right?
It's called Tiny White Coffin because one time I saw a tiny white coffin and it struck me as one of the saddest images I'd ever seen. So anyways, it's about a child. When you're a celebrity of any sort, people want things from you, especially terminally ill children. So anyways, there was a Make-A-Wish Foundation, and this child wanted me, he wanted to come to SNL.
Natural.
And watch me throughout the week and see how an idea became a sketch. And I was saying how touched I was that he wanted to do that. And then he said, I don't want to do that. I just made that up. I haven't liked SNL since Bill Murray left. So I said, well, what do you want me for? He said, well, do you have your Canadian citizenship still? And I said, yes, I'm Canadian, you know. And he said, well, that helps my wish. My wish is to kill a baby seal.
So clearly this isn't true. I don't believe that Norm took a young child out into the wilds to kill a baby seal, but it got a good laugh. But there was another section of the book that I really wanted him to read. To me, it's maybe the most honest and true section you can find. It's about him staring in the mirror and his view of himself. I mean, this part really choked me up when I first read it.
When people come to see me do stand-up, it is because somewhere in their memory, I live on SNL, dressed as a young Burt Reynolds, insisting Alex Trebek refer to me as Turd Ferguson. And they come to see me, and I am old and fat, and I don't mention SNL, and I do my answering machine joke that always does well. And they are happily disappointed, and after the show, they stand beside me and take pictures, the way you would with a donkey at the side of a road. They tell me they are big fans, and they don't care what their girlfriends say. The only thing an old man can tell a young man is that it goes fast, real fast. And if you're not careful, it's too late. Of course, the young man will never understand this truth.
That was comedian Norm Macdonald. Our story was reported by Jeff Edgers for the podcast Edge of Fame, a co-production of WBUR and The Washington Post.